Good morning, a Monday morning. That means Ken Lovett joins us. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Here it is, the headline, Lovett, Cuomo stumping for Democrats in key races to tilt control of the state's Senate.
Yes, you know, the big question has been for the last couple of years, why hasn't the governor done more to help the Democrats take control of the state Senate? This year, he is doing a little bit more. He's going to be appearing at a rally today in Nassau County on behalf of two Democrats running for Senate. He's donated money from his campaign account to five Senate Democrats, and supposedly he's going to endorse even more as the elections draw closer. Cuomo's still popular on Long Island, which is where he's going to be, Nassau County, which is a big area that will determine control of the Senate. It should be noted, however, that the appearances today on behalf of Todd Kominsky, who's already in office, and Adam Haber, who's running, those two candidates are not challenging incumbent Republicans. So he's a lot of people think he's still hedging his bets. He's not attacking the incumbent Republicans, and he's trying to help them in seats either where they already are in the power or it's an open seat that they're vying for.
You mentioned Nassau County, but bring us up to date on the Nassau County executive, Ed Mangano, who was hit with federal corruption charges last week.
Yeah, Mangano, he's pled not guilty, as well as his wife and a town supervisor, longtime John Venditto, whose son is a state senator, Republican state senator. They've both, Venditto and Mangano, have pled not guilty. They've been called on by Senate Republicans to resign as they fight these charges, but they have refused and said they will continue in their offices while they fight the charges.
This has been a big one, especially in the New York City area. VIX activist, Gov Backs Us. This has to do with child sex abuse victims.
Yeah, Gary Greenberg, an upstate investor who is a child sex abuse survivor from the 1960s, he ran into Cuomo at a political fundraiser, and he spoke to him about a bill that would make it easier for adult survivors of child sex abuse to bring cases. Cuomo told him that he's going to make it a top priority in the coming year. Greenberg said that he thinks it could be part of the governor's State of the State address in January, which would show it is a priority, and that the governor, like the Senate Democrats, would like to get the issue off the plate earlier in the session rather than wait to the end.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. He joined us on Mondays, and he always has the latest on New York State. Ken, thanks so much.
Anytime. Be well.